Port, well, they've lost three in a row. Some dogs are barking, mostly from interstate. So let's speak with Port's coach, Ken Engley, and see exactly where they're at. Ken, good afternoon.
G'day, Rowie. Bix, how are we?
Good, thanks.
Unfamiliar territory for you, Ken, but I can see you're holding your nerve. You're in the trenches, you've got that bayonet in, and you're ready to charge.
Yeah, no, I'm okay, and the team's okay, and we're not playing as well as we'd like, obviously, and, you know, but... It's the first little bump for us, and we've got to ride it out, and we've got to be prepared to stand up when these times come.
Yep. Were there signs you could see this coming, now that you can look back?
Oh, not really, Roy. I mean, we probably, you know, we had some disruptions like every club does through pre-season, but we got through the first five rounds in, you know, in reasonable shape, but we were leaking in some obvious areas, and you report them, everyone sees them. We're not hiding from them, and we knew that, and we knew that if we kept in that space, we're going to get in trouble.
Have you been able to put your finger on things like the last 2 weeks? I guess there's been everyone's had their opinion about what it is exactly that needs to be fixed. What are the main priorities for you?
Oh, look, Vic, you know, it's like you've been there not that long ago, and when we get to a point of some confidence disappears from the team, that's the easy one, but that's what's happened a little bit with us now. Our form last week, I thought, albeit we played, you know, poorly and we didn't get the result we want, I thought we started to turn some things around. It takes time, and I'm not going to mess that up. It takes time, and, you know, hopefully we can recover a bit of our form this week.
So when you're talking about confidence, kicking efficiency, that's the one that is staggering for me. You've got so many good kicks in your side, but to go at 54% on the weekend, just hard to comprehend.
Yeah, and that's not game plan, that's not fitness, that's not nothing, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, when Hamish Hartlett, who's an elite kick, kicks like Hammer did on the weekend and not on his own, but that's just, it just shows you that the mindset at the moment's the biggest concern for us. So we need to fix that up, get the boys back and feel good about the way they go about things, and then make sure that they come out and deliver in effort and all the things that we stand for at Port Adelaide on the weekend.
Can you go on a bit more about mindset? I know the team's attitude, commitment, work ethic. Took me a bit to get that
easy
out.
For you to
hunger.
Say.
You've never had to question that, never had cause to question it. Are you questioning that now a little bit, Ken?
No, I'm not, Rowie. I don't question their work ethic. I can't possibly do that to this group of players. You know, I'm committed to them as they are to me, and I just know that their efforts there, they're not doing what they want to do at the moment. It's not because they're not trying or they're not delivering at training or doing. They are working damn hard, and they're trying to turn it around. But you know what? Their football skill at the moment has just dropped off on them a little, and they're trying to find it.
So elaborate what you mean by mindset's not quite right.
Our mindset, as in our confidence to take on the play, to play the way we want to play.
Okay.
You know, within a half second of doing something. We're looking like a team that's a second away from doing something, and we need to be that half second in front of that. And once you start to hesitate at this football level, it just disappears. And the opposition sweat on it, and they take their opportunities, and they feel that they get a bit of momentum coming off our mistakes.
Talking about opposition teams, all summer they would have identified how you guys play, how to shut them down, and you were the talk of the town last year. We made a call yesterday that if we were scouting Port Adelaide and there was one sentence you wanted to write on the board, whether it be Richmond, whether it'll be whoever you play this week, the sentence you'd write on the board would be, get at them because they'll give it back. Is that fair?
At the moment, absolutely it's fair. And, you know, every side, if you do that and you put that pressure on every side and you do it really, really well, we've seen that right through the season because we've seen the ups and downs, we've seen the turn-ups, and every side who brings the real heat and pressure and maintains that for the longest obviously get the opportunity to win the game. And for us, we haven't handled that as well as we like.
Mm. So how do you fix that? Because I'd say it's that high risk, high reward, get it through the corridor, you know, be brave footy. You're not executing that, then you can't defend it the other way. You're getting scunned on both accounts. Do you have to tweak anything, change anything, go wider? How do you debate that as a coach in a playing group?
Yeah, no, I think you have to be prepared to acknowledge what's not quite working, and we are like that. We're prepared to acknowledge it, but Rowie, I'm not going to sit back and say we're going to go away from that. I'm going to keep telling the boys to keep going for the right plays at the right times. Our problem at the moment is I think we're hesitating on the right plays, and that's allowing opposition to read that, pick that off, and shut that down, and that's what the problem is. There's that lack of belief in what we do. Now, what we do very well when we're confident and up and about. What we ain't at the moment is those two things, up and about and confident.
Were you disappointed with the start last week? I guess held scoreless in the first quarter. You're coming off a really poor performance against Brisbane. You had Kane Corns' 300th and final game. You would have thought that they had every motivation to really start well.
Look, Bex, no doubt they were, I were, the football fans were all disappointed with the start, because that same team, you know, last September we had an outstanding first quarter. But that's one of the problems. You've just got to keep going back to work. And when it's not quite working, just keep turning up, keep going to the next contest, working hard, putting your body over the ball, and try to push the ball forward as quick as you can. Now, we're not doing that as well as we'd like, and that's given us a start that we wanted.
A lot of discussion about your ruck setup. On the weekend, it was Paddy Ryder, who was quite dominant, particularly in the second quarter. He rucked almost the second quarter, but then that left you with the predicament. You had Matty Lobe pretty much in the forward pocket and a bit on the bench for the whole quarter. How are you going to sort that out?
Yeah, well, it's a predicament if both players are not in good form, and at the moment, Ryder's been able to do some good things in the ruck. Lobes has been okay in the ruck. But they both haven't been able to impact the game like we'd like when they've been in the forward half. Now, that's one of our keys going forward. Everyone said over the summer, get Ryder was a missing piece, all those sorts of things. It's just getting it going and figuring it out and getting the players to become, again, in that space where they're going to work and kick the ball to the right spot, take the right opportunity, because we actually have got a bit of a different-looking forward line, and you need to take them at the right times. And we're certainly not doing that. And we're not helping Lobes or Paddy be the players that we want them to be.
And a knock-on effect there is Westhoff. I mean, I think he's been in reasonable form. I don't think he's been that bad, Ken. But the three of them, can you play three 200-plus centimetre players in an AFL team nowadays?
Yeah, I think you absolutely can. I mean, if you look at the, you know, Westy, we call him 300. Mm. He's close to 200, but he's a running machine. Now, yeah. If you compare him, and you compare him to a... you know, the big power forwards who can really cover the ground. They're not players, you say. They're not in the side slowing you down in any way, but certainly some ruckmen do that to you. Mm. And in our case, Paddy's got real speed. Lobes more gets around the ground and is used to playing the whole game, you know, and carrying the whole load, and that's the best results for Lobes. But he's now just getting adjusted to what he needs to do.
Hey, Ken, there's going to be some force changes this week. Of course, one in particular, you've got Jackson Trengove, who won't be there. I'm not sure about Nathan Cracker. Did he hurt his foot, or is he going to be okay?
No, Crack will be okay. Sorry if I cut out on you. I just turned my car off.
That's okay.
Yeah, well, we can hear that Renault clicking around in the background there, Ken, I tell you.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. My car just shut you down.
I said I can hear that Renault clicking and all sorts happening back there. So, no, you're right. Take
Renault,
your time.
Great Renault's a very good car, and we'll have to get out of it now, and it disappoints me.
So we're just talking about maybe a couple of changes. Are you comfortable selecting Matty Broadbent or a Kane Mitchell, even though they weren't able to have a game last week?
Oh, he's gone. You know what happens when you're in your Renault and you got hands free, it then sometimes clicks out and then it clicks back in. Happens to me all the time.
Oh, really?
Have you ever had that? So I'll be talking to Jody and I'll pretend that the conversation's finished and I'll get out of the car so it cuts her off. I reckon that might have been what Kenny's done to us. It can happen.
He might be just a little bit clever.
He might happen. We might take a break and come back.
G'day, boys. I'm back.
Oh, good on you, mate.
Hey, we're on Jackson Trengove. Where's he at? What's the latest?
Yeah, well, he's got some ligament damage in his ankle, and unfortunately he's going to miss a little period of time. And look, at the time, I've got to say, I thought he may have broken his ankle and was going to be out perhaps for the whole of the season. So at this stage, we look like we're getting back just after the bye, so that's a positive if there can be one out of a bad situation.
Yeah, the question I was about to ask was about Matty Broadbent and Kane Mitchell. With at least one change, are you comfortable bringing those guys back in, considering the fact they hadn't played a game?
Yeah, we have to be, Vix, because we had no one play a game this week in the Magpies. So, you know, obviously we had the bye with the state game, so we had to, you know, we've got to be prepared to bring those players back in and show a bit of belief. I mean, Matty Broadbent's been a fantastic player in my time here and over his whole career. So he's one that I think, as much as anything, would have been given a little bit of a mental freshen up last week. Hopefully he comes back in, he's got a little bit of a sting in his tail, and he's prepared to come in and play the way we know he can.
I know there's no silver bullet, and it's not just one thing, but Port fans that are listening now, they've heard, because we had Berger on last week, we've had you on and players, we know it's not talent, we know it's not fitness, it's not attitude or hunger, it's not game plan or game style. What is it then, Ken? If you could just say, what is it that you hope you can just push the button or turn the key and it happens for Port this week, what is it?
Oh, look, I think, Rowley, I'm not going to mess around. I think our defence took a turn for the better last week. Now, we didn't get the result we want, but we're back playing the game that we like to play a little bit more, front-up footy, you know, and entries in our favour. That's the sort of stuff we want. We, as I've said to you a couple of times, you know, we've had bits missing our game, and they haven't been the same bits. That's the most frustrating bit. There have been other bits, and then there's been... last week, we just couldn't convert with our entries, and we couldn't get a score on the board. So look, what I will say is you just have to stay in this game. I've been around the game a long time, and the only way you get better is you keep turning up and you keep working as hard as you can. You turn your toes up and you might as well walk away, and I'm not going to turn my toes up, and this playing group won't turn their toes up. We'll keep working really hard. We've got our first real challenge together, and now that challenge is to us is to get it right and get back on track.
One thing you would have been happy with, the centre square was good, 13-6, I think the number was, so dominant in there last week.
Yeah, the boys got to look at the ball because I don't think we lost a centre square hit out, so that certainly helps us. And you know, and that's a great start for us. That puts the ball in our half of the ground. That allows us to play some footy we want. It doesn't guarantee us we're going to play great footy, though. So, but it's a good spot to start. If you can start where the ball starts, it gives us an opportunity to do what we want.
It actually looked, I thought, anyway, centre bounces when you had your structure set up, your kick-ins when you had a set structure set up, they actually looked okay. I just thought you got lost a couple of times when, in general play, you won the ball back in defence, and a couple of times you looked up and looked like your forward structure broke down. There was no one in your half to be able to kick it to, and you just had to build it forward a couple of times. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. And, you know, I take the criticism on board and say, OK, our forwards at times were not resetting the way we'd have liked them to reset last week. But, again, that's the reflection. You know, they're playing in the mode that they want to try and get the ball a little bit, and that's not going to help us. We've just got to stay together as a team. If you stay connected as a team, it'll turn around, and it will turn. But you just got to stay connected as a team. And, as you said, when we get time and we get structure and we look like we're in the right spot, we're still doing it OK. What we haven't been able to do is in that general play scenario, get it right. We've got to work really hard to get that right.
Well, you've got Melbourne and Alice Springs, plenty of time to do that. Just touch on this briefly, Ken. Disappointing when a colleague gets sacked. And we speak of Mickey Malthouse, but I guess the knock-on effect for you is, I mean, Matty Nix is 26-1. I think Michael Voss is 16-1. Actually, Mark Bickley sitting next to me is about 24-1, so I don't know how much.
That's how you disregard responsibly, those
but
odds.
Geez, you'd hate to lose another soldier out of your coaching group, Ken.
Oh, look, absolutely. You always hate that to happen. But, you know, as a club, we'll just say one thing. We'll say if a person or someone involved with our football club gets an opportunity to better themselves and we can support them to do that, we're really, really honoured to be able to do that for them. Now, we're not saying anyone wants to leave our footy club in any way, shape or form, but if opportunities for promotion in the world comes about, people tend to look at them, they tend to take those opportunities. I think that's a good thing. The disappointing thing for me is what's happened with Mick. You know, as a coach myself, you just know that it's a tough gig that we work in, and we all understand that, and you just wish that it didn't have to end like it does. But more often than not, probably all the time, it ends in a bad way for the coach and the club. So it's a disappointing day for football, and I don't like hearing that stuff, and it's just one of those parts of the game that you wish you could deal without, but the reality says it's there.
The other thing, of course, in regards to going back to the first part of the question, losing people from your football club, it's an endorsement as well, the fact that people want to get people from your organisation that you've developed to take away from you. It says that you're doing something right in the development of your group.
Yeah, as I said, as a club, we're quite, we get a little bit chuffed by the fact that people want to get people from our football club. As you said, it's an endorsement of what we're doing in the positive way, and that's a good thing, and hopefully, you know, we get plenty more opportunities for people to get those opportunities. But, you know, at the moment, we got to just worry about getting our footy right.
Mm. Richo to St Kilda, Walsh to Crows. You couldn't possibly lose Voss to Carlton. Do you expect him to get a call?
No. In football, really, do I expect? I don't know. I don't know what to expect in football. I just, Michael, what I know about Voss is he's committed to us in the long term. And I've got no fear at all that he came here with a significant reason to get some experience and get some development for himself. And, you know, I don't think Michael Voss is the sort of person who would say after, what are we up to, 8 rounds of football, that's enough experience. I think he's just come back to get himself back into the coaching. He would love to help Port Adelaide be successful before anything else.
Hey, yeah, one final one, Ken. Just got a text message from a listener asking if Cleary for Trengove is a like-for-like replacement. We know Tom Cleary played some footy earlier in the year and looked okay, so I'm sure he'll be considered.
Yeah, Tommy would be right in the mix. Tommy, Paul Stewart, Cam O'Shea, there's a number of players that we're lucky in that situation that we can bring in and play, but they would like to be able to come in and play in a team that's in good form. That helps them get good form themselves. But Tommy Cleary's certainly right in the mix. He's a bright part of our future, and it would be good to get an opportunity to get some games in if we can.
Another listener question here, 1-999-1395. What more could Archie have done? And then you put in aim on.
Oh, I know. Arch was based around getting some game time back into him, and he's gone back and played okay in the Magpies. Unfortunately, he looks like he's missing this week too. He's got a bit of a grumbly knee. So, all your management, people don't quite understand from what's going on within the club, some of the things you have to do, some of the decisions you have to make. And as you both know, when you're a club landed, slightly different to what people see from the outside, but that's the facts. You know, Archie's been really strong. I'm really pleased with the fact that we've found Archie, we've found Amon, we've got players who are adding to our depth, which is a good thing.
Ken, thanks so much for joining us, mate. Good luck in Alice Springs this week. You take on a formidable opponent in Melbourne, who had a good win last week, and we wish you well.
Thanks, boys.